This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, July 22nd. Presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton differ on more than just the issues. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says their investment holdings represent two totally different approaches based on their financial disclosure documents. Balchunas says Trump has a lot going on.
Over 50 stock holdings, mutual funds, hedge funds. He's got a lot of real estate. You can guess all that. His portfolio really does look more like an institutional portfolio.
Balchunas says there's a lot of overlap in investments among those holdings.
It's interesting if you look at what's going on in the institutional world. A lot of them are cleaning up their portfolios by saying, hey, look, we've got all this stuff, and you add up all your holdings, and it really adds up to a couple ETFs. That's how much you can just clean it up, and we've seen institutions do that.
Balchunas adds that Trump owns several active mutual funds that have been lagging their ETF equivalents.
Barron is the name of the company. I went through. They're pretty pricey, right? He could be getting a kind of a bad deal here. They're over 1% each is the expense ratio, and most of them underperform their benchmark, meaning they underperform a cheap ETF as well. So I looked at the ETF equivalent, and basically they are four times more expensive than the ETF equivalent. And they are lagging the ETF by an average of 4 or 5% over 5 years.
When it comes to Hillary Clinton, Balchunas says it looks as though she's paying attention to Warren Buffett.
Essentially, what Clinton has done is done what Warren Buffett has said he recommends to people. And it's the same thing that his will dictates when he passes on, that the money that he has should be 90% put into an S&P 500 index fund, preferably Vanguard's, and 10% should be in short-term treasury bonds. So that's essentially what Hillary has.
Balchunas says when you backtest Buffett's mini portfolio, it had a 10-year annualized return of 7.5% through June 2015, beating the average endowment return of 6.5% and the average pension return of 6% during the same period. The expense fee of that Buffett mini portfolio, 5 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.